The bill that cleared the Senate would eliminate a $5 billion a year program that provides direct subsidy payments to farmers. Instead, it would shift federal farm subsidies towards supporting crop insurance. Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri applauded the bill's passage, saying it would help reduce the federal deficit while still supporting Missouri's number one industry.
This bill cuts $23 billion in spending that would occur under the current farm bill, and that's a lot of money even in Washington, D.C., at a time we ought to be looking for places to cut spending.
Missouri's Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill also voted in favor of the bill. She was the only Democrat to vote for a failed amendment earlier this week that would have made food stamp eligibility more rigorous.
The food stamp program needs to be a temporary program. It needs to be robust, but it also needs to be very carefully drawn so that it is impacting the truly needy, and not people who are just looking for a cushion.
The final Senate legislation would cut funding to food stamps by $4 billion. The House is expected to take up its version of the bill in coming weeks. That bill could include even deeper cuts to food stamps. Jacob Fenston, KBIA News.